his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Keith Masters sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. When God first showed himself to me, it was after a bar hop and getting friendly with the female bartender, who unbeknownst to me, turns out to be a devil worshiper. Because of that, I always thought God wanted to or was going to bring the hammer down on me. Psalm 91 in the Bible, which is the written word of God, lets me know that he doesn't or isn't going to do that to a child of his. Here's what God says in Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. A relationship with God is unlike any other. Jesus tells you, you are my friend if you do what I command you. That's in Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 14. After finally letting go of my stubbornness, I can say, I am a friend of Jesus. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Pirates Cove Resort in Stuart has everything you need to make your special event a success. Weddings, anniversaries, family reunions, any occasion. Banquet rooms and flexible event space are available for up to 300 guests. Some may wish to stay in our 50-room boutique hotel with sweeping views of the Manatee Pocket. Enjoy the cuisine of the Pirates Loft restaurant or browse the gift shop. More information is available at 772-287-2500 or at PiratesCoveResort.com.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 and serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Heavenly Father, as we think about the people all over the world that are in need of the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release right now an apostolic anointing on the young men and women. And Lord God, we pray that you would move in their hearts and make them mighty men and women of God. Lord, that you would reveal in every one of us right now the reality of heaven, the reality of hell, the finality of heaven, the finality of hell, the joy of heaven, and the needless suffering of hell. Father, in the name of Jesus, we accept the command to go into every nation and communicate your word. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would pour out a fresh, new spirit, Lord God, on every one of us, so that we can go where your word has never gone before, so that we can encourage people, so that we can train people, so that we can disciple people, so that we can communicate the life of your spirit and the joy of your word. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, give us children, Give us disciples. Give us followers of Christ. Give us people, Lord God, that we can nurture in you, that we can coach in you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we love being life coaches. We love being your instruments. We love living a life that reflects you. We love saying what you're saying. We love doing what you're doing. We love going where you're going. And Lord, we thank you that you're moving in powerful young men and women all over the world right now, calling them to be apostles and prophets, calling them to be evangelists, calling them to be pastors and teachers, calling them, Lord God, to be great businessmen and women in you, calling them to be screenwriters and journalists, calling them, Lord God, to be wonderful moms and dads, calling them to be the writers of law, legislators and judges, calling them, Lord God, to be television producers, calling them, Lord God, to be radio producers and announcers, calling them, Lord God, to be mighty men and women of God, salt and life. Oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we knock on heaven's door, Lord God, and we cry out to you. Oh God, give us this next generation. Give us a generation of powerhouses. Give us a generation who understand the voice of God. Give us a generation that's bold and confident. Give us a generation, Lord God. Give us a generation, Lord God, that'll love you with all of their heart and mind and soul and strength, and will beat back the forces of darkness and pray, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And we'll be sure and give you the praise and the glory and the honor both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Fall. test me and know why I fall apart. And when to soften my soul, the hurt that's within, and awaken these bones and bring life again.
The guilty weight of all I've done hangs like a stone upon my shoulders. I've lost more battles than I've won, and bit by bit my heart grows colder. But still there's mercy left for me. For in the cross of Jesus Christ I see a place where hope is still alive, where love remains for me unshaken. The cross where Jesus bled and died, where grace was freely given, the place where hope is still alive. And when life's struggle closes in and leaves me lost, alone and hurting, I find my hope renewed again. Though I could never be deserving, for Jesus' love for me was blind. Now at the foot of Calvary's cross, I find a place where hope is still alive, where love remains for me unshaken. The cross where Jesus bled and died, where grace was freely given, the place where hope is still alive. My hope is sure, my faith secure. I pray the world will somehow
for us. Lord's right hand is lifted high. Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand.
the lowest hair, the guilty bear, bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from His sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and good, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the same. And kingdoms fall when men who hear refuse to pray. All rocks and hills and mountains call. God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels song. Parchment.